Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Advocates gather at the State House today for a signing ceremony as Rhode Island becomes just the third state in the nation to offer temporary paid family leave. The bill, signed earlier this month by Governor Lincoln Chafee, provides up to 4 weeks of partially paid leave time for employees caring for a new or adopted baby or a sick loved one. The program is funded by a payroll deduction, and it will cost an estimated 64 cents a week for workers making annual salaries around $40,000. Women's groups and labor unions were among those championing the bill, although some business organizations opposed it. California and New Jersey are the only states with similar programs. The long-term unemployed will soon have 10 fewer weeks of extended unemployment benefits. That's because the state's unemployment rate has fallen below the threshold that allows Rhode Island to offer an extra 10 weeks of federal benefits. The state sends those reaching the end of unemployment benefits to the United Way's 211 information line. United Way spokesman Chris Medici says 211 answered some 208,000 calls for help last year, many of them jobless for the first time.
They didn't know how to need or what resources were available or that they may qualify for. So our folks on the phones are highly trained and highly qualified to literally walk them through all of the resources that may be available.
The State Department of Labor and Training says about 6,600 Rhode Islanders are collecting emergency unemployment benefits. 1,200 of them receive the extended benefits that will go away on August 10th. In Warwick, officials say the area around Conemaugh Point, where a teenager was swept into the water Sunday, is known to have dangerous currents. The search for the teen ended tragically yesterday afternoon with the discovery of his body. The boy has been identified as 16-year-old Javon Jimenez of Providence. His body was found underwater not far from the sandbar where he was last seen. Coast Guard Lieutenant Brian Swintek says rescuers are keeping the boy's family in their thoughts.
It's always very somber. You're glad that you've found the person. But it's always, sad that you haven't found him alive, especially when it's a child. You know, many of the people who are responding have kids that age, and I think it, obviously makes them think of their own families.
Swintek says the boy's body has been taken to the medical examiner's office. Moderate Party gubernatorial candidate Ken Block has hired a veteran of Rhode Island politics to manage his run for governor next year. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis has that story.
Block has hired Jeff Britt to run his latest campaign for governor. Last year, Britt managed a spirited run by an independent challenger to House Speaker Gordon Fox. Block says he thinks Britt has the ability to make a big difference in his campaign.
I brought Jeff Britt on board because it's going to be crucially important for me to clearly and as accurately and loudly as possible get my message out to the public in this race. Jeff has a proven track record at really helping with messaging and getting the message out for candidates.
Block says Britt reached out to him after his run for governor in 2010 attracted 6.5% of the vote. The other expected candidates in next year's race include Governor Lincoln Chafee, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, Providence Mayor Angel Taveras, and State Treasurer Gina Raimondo. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for northern Rhode Island and Providence, along with parts of Connecticut and Massachusetts. Forecasters say there's a potential for torrential downpours, especially this afternoon. They're expecting highs today in the lower 80s. Right now, a light rain mist falling in most of the state, 74 degrees in Providence and 72 in Newport. Support for Rhode Island Public Radio comes from the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. You're listening to Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.